Our guest of the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I see you approved a budget and tax rate. Taxes stay the same.
We did. The tax rate stayed the same. We will receive a few more dollars because the evaluation of our city has gone up slightly.
Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty much a nominal increase in property values?
Right. It's just normal inflation.
Yeah.
And
don't you all know passing a budget is old-fashioned? You know, they don't do that in D.C. anymore. You got to get with the times here, Wyman.
We must do it.
Anyway, budget and tax rate passed. There was an interesting discussion also recently in a city council meeting about water quality in Commerce, and the water quality, by and large, is fine as far as drinking the water, but there have been some issues that have to be resolved, and that's caused some concern for some
people. Every time we have to send a notice out that we have a portion of our system out of limits on some chemistry, it is concerning, and the card that we send out explains very carefully that there is no problem drinking the water. But it does concern people when we continue to send out this notice because we have a temporary out of limit situation with the chemistry. It is being addressed. It is a process that takes several quarters to prove that you're good before we can quit sending out the notices. So I know it's irritating, but be assured that we're doing things that are going to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. And the water quality is
fine. There's no reason to use alternate water. It's fine to drink.
Within the limits of safety.
Sure.
And then you say you put in a fire plug that's going to let you flush out the line.
This has to do with an aging problem on a line that has very little use, and we put a fire plug on it, and we're going to be able to test it regularly and make sure that we're moving enough water to where it doesn't age and cause the problem.
This problem with some water sitting in a line
for too long.
Didn't know water could age.
Well, I didn't either. I've learned a lot about that. Right. But it's a chemical process that involves the chlorination. And as it ages, it gets to a point that it's not safe.
Right, right.
So we flush it.
Right, got it. And then I see that Commerce Public Library got a nice little grant to continue their restoration of that building.
Right. I hope people, as they go by, see the progress on it, and the fact that we need more funding is realistic. But we did get a grant source that will allow us to apply every 90 days. It's not a great amount of money each 90 days, but it'll keep the process going.
$1,200.
Yeah.
So you could get that again in 3 months.
Yeah, that's what was really surprising, is that they are wanting to help small communities preserve their history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a neat program.
It's the Texas Historical Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking with Wyman Williams, the mayor of Commerce. Now, the city accepted a long-range revitalization plan from the Tool Design Group over the summer. A lot of excitement about that. And, of course, now summer's over. So where does that stand?
Well, we received this past week a draft of a summary of their conclusions of what they're recommending. And, of course, we have to have that in writing before we can present that to anyone to start estimating costs. So we're in the process of editing that. It's a 30-page document that includes pictures and a full explanation of what they're recommending. The next step is to present that to various entities that we want to estimate cost. And at the same time, we're talking to people about how other cities have financed such programs.
So you're very much involved in the administrative aspect of getting it rolling.
It's a slow process, but we're at the first step of having documentation that we can share with others who can give us the cost estimates.
And City Manager Derek Farrell was given the authority to represent the City Council in ongoing discussions that take place.
Correct. At the last meeting, we did empower him to talk with entities that can help us estimate these costs.
Mm-hmm. We're a long way, I'm guessing, from seeing any dirt moving on this.
Well, actually not. We have a grant that we actually held off until we had the plan to make sure we would not use it in a manner that would not support the plan. And that's going to be sidewalks on the south side of Live Oak Street. And that's a TxDOT grant that is in place, and that'll be the first dirt moved toward our plant.
Okay, and when might that happen?
As soon as the engineering is completed, so, and it's in process now.
So within weeks or so?
Months. I don't want to guess on engineers.
Everybody's pushing. When's it going to be, Wyman? When's that going to happen?
I understand. I'm anxious to.
But it's on the horizon.
It is close, yes.
Okay, well, good. Very good. So, and that we're all looking forward to that, to the results of that long-range revitalization plan. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thanks so much.
Wyman Williams, the mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.